Hi, I'm at the Nextcloud booth and I'm talking to...
I'm Frank Kalicek.
Hi Frank, and can you tell me what Nextcloud is? It seems to be a new project here at Foster.
Absolutely. Well, it's half new, I would say. So I'm the founder of OwnCloud, which is a well-known open source project, and basically the core developer group and the community and me, we forked it like 9 months ago into Nextcloud as the next generation. So it's, in a way, it's very new, yes. It's like 9 months old, but in another way, it actually the community and the software and everything is already established for like 7 years now.
So you invoked the open source thing, you took the code and you forked it.
Yes, exactly. So, like I said, OwnCloud was founded by me, and quickly we built a community around it, and later a company. And there were some problems with the company, which led us to the decision to fork it. So basically, I forked my own project, which is a bit funny. But not only me, but really a lot of community people. As you can see here, the booth, there are a ton of community people and volunteers here. And this is like the power of open source. So I'm really, really happy that it works like that.
And I see that OwnCloud are still here. Are you maintaining contact with the developers level at least?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I said hi like a few minutes ago and we talked with some of the developers a few days ago. So yesterday we maintained contact on a technical level. On the business, on the company level, well, we have different directions, different focus now, but sure, I mean, we are still friends, of course.
Of course, it's a two-way street. They can also take your code and continue to use that. Agreements of the license, obviously.
In theory, yes. They decided that I don't want to use our code, but it's their decision. But everything we do is HEPL, so everything we do is 100% open source. It's not open core like others, so obviously this means that everybody can take our code and do whatever they want with it, yes.
Was there was it an important decision to pick AGPL?
I think so, yes. Yeah, so I picked the AGPL license 7 years ago when I started with OwnCloud, and I think I got really good feedback with it. So all the developers, the contributors seems to be happy with it. And we are also working together with the Free Software Foundation and in the US, the people who actually invented the HEPL, and seems to be the best license for this kind of software.
Yeah, served you well. And have you, what sort of language is it written in?
So, Nextcloud is written like in a ton of different languages, actually. So the server component...
It might be no harm to tell people what Nextcloud is at this point, if nobody knows.
Oh yeah, of course. Good point.
Just remember, there might be some new listeners.
Absolutely. So Nextcloud is... the original idea was to have something like Dropbox and Google Drive, but completely open source, and you can host it yourself. So you can basically go to our website, you can download like a zip file, you can put it on a Linux box somewhere, and then you have your own little Dropbox and Google Drive for your friends and family and maybe company or university. But over time it became bigger and bigger. So now we have a very good calendar. So you can synchronize your calendar with your phone and your desktop and share the calendar with your family and your colleagues. An address book, there's a news reader, there's a mail reader, there are all a chat app, there are all kinds of features. And now with Nextcloud, we also added like video and voice conferencing. So as you can see here on the booth, there's a demo where you can basically have video and voice communication with others. And it's all, like everything, completely self-hosted, completely encrypted, completely secure, completely private.
Very nice. And what sort of a box would I need to run this on? Can I run on the Raspberry Pi, for instance?
Yes. So so you can run it on a Raspberry Pi, not the Raspberry Pi 1. I mean, it kind of works, but it's really, really slow. But Raspberry Pi 2 and newer is really, really fine. This is good for like a small group, like 3, 4, 5 people. But if you have more users, then we recommend like a real Linux server, and we can also cluster to lots of servers. So the biggest installation has several million users.
And that's where is that? Can you say?
Sorry?
Where can you say where that might be?
So the current one that's in production is in India, with a few million users. But we are actually working together with a big customer, because Nextcloud is also a company who is deploying it for over 20 million users.
Wow,
so it's really nice, because it's the same software that works from very, very small, like a Raspberry Pi, to very big.
Okay, cool. And have you anything planned this year? Is it more just tidying up, getting the Nextcloud brand out there, consolidating, or are you going to have events, or what's the plan for the year?
Oh wow, that's a lot. So last year when we started Nextcloud, there was a lot of consolidation, like also rewriting proprietary components into open source, and a lot of brand building and everything. And now this year we really can move like full steam forward. We're going to a ton of events. So there is like just OSCON this year. Then there is Scale like in Los Angeles in 2 weeks, and the Mobile World Congress, and a ton of open source events. And of course, we also have our own conference, Nextcloud conference, which is hosted at the University of Berlin in August. On our website, there's more information. And these are just the conferences. And then we have like the usual hackathons in between, where people come together. We have very active meetups. So we have regular meetups in, I don't know, 5 or 6 cities, like regularly, every month. And people coming together to work on Nextcloud. And these are just the events. And then of course we have like big plans for the software too. But this is something that you will see over the year. There's a lot coming.
It seems like you're going to have a very busy time. Listen, I won't take any more of your time. Thank you very much for the interview, and good luck with the show and the project.
Thanks a lot.